Good morning, guys. If you're like me, you woke up, took a look around. Same old, same old. The same stories are unraveling. Basically, what we have is the third term of Obama. So I don't know why that long pause. Maybe you need to think about it. Maybe you need to reflect and just to acknowledge it. We all knew that Joe Biden was a puppet. We all knew what was going to happen, but to see it come to fruition and to see it unravel, to see our world crumble. Is it just our perspective that we have as conspiracy theorists, right wingers, Christians? Is it just us being negative because our guy is in the office, because the Democrats are in control? Or is the world really imploding? So obvious. I mean, it's so obvious. Like, I even spoke about this with friends before this happened. I'm gonna hit some of them up, because I remember, especially my nephew, I talked to him about this, and I said, look, you're gonna see gas prices skyrocket, and you're gonna see us in war in the Middle East before any of this even happened. I'm talking late November. And the number one agenda would be climate change. That's what I said, because if you're like me, you already know what the playbook is. I've already been kind of working it, you know? We've seen them working on this since Al Gore, pretty much. I mean, if you've seen it happening before that, then... So to enslave the globe, they needed to roll out this plan to dominate all of us. They first needed a problem, then they give us the solution, right? Problem, solution. Play us off against each other. Find a race, as they say. Tell them they're oppressed. Everything is divide and everything is conquer. Kill, steal, and destroy, right? Kill, steal, and destroy. But it's like I said, the Bible said that the Lord will destroy the works of the devil. He will, through death, destroy him that has power of death. So everything, the election. And I really feel like they knew it was life or death for their side. So there was no way that Trump was going to win. It doesn't matter what happened. Because if you remember, Nancy Pelosi and some of the other Democrats were talking about a contested election, and if Trump won, that they would declare victory. That the Biden administration would declare victory even if they lost. You remember that? That they would fight. So this reminds me of a battle that they knew that, a battle to the death. This is a battle to the death, a political battle to the death, and everything was orchestrated, planned out, carried out. And it's almost as if they had like spy type roles, you know, assassin type roles. You know, you're working for us, you're gonna do this. If you get caught, you're on your own. If you sing like a canary, you're dead. Right? Life or death. Kill, steal, and destroy. But the works of the devil will be destroyed. Yeah, I was just thinking about this today, getting notifications about the gas crisis. And if you're like me, you're like, there's no way this is a coincidence at all. They're shutting down this pipe for Biden. Not only for a distraction, but to move us into fossil fuels or out of fossil fuels. Fossil fuels. So stupid. Sometimes I question everything and it gets a little bit too out there. You know, I'm like, fossil fuels. Are they really from fossils? Were they really dinosaurs? That's a whole nother thing. I still currently believe in dinosaurs. Is the earth flat? I'm in the middle. And over here on the right side, far right, Alex Jones, Michael Savage, all these characters. Then you have the Christian right. You have the crazy conspiracy theorists, the ungodly conspiracy theorists who believe in aliens, and so that's why I call it the anti-message, because all these messages are bombarding us. We have to kind of find the truth in it. What is the truth? Remember Jesus said to, was it Pilate? Or Caesar? And he said, what is truth? Remember that? When he was talking, the Lord was talking about truth, and he was just like, what is truth? So sometimes that's how I feel. Like, what is truth? What is true? A lot of confused people out there, though. I'm not one of them. I know in whom I have believed, but it's easy to get caught up in overthinking. So just remember, it's to kill, steal, destroy, and repeat. That's the enemy's plan. Don't go out like a fool, guys. Do not die like a fool. Have a good day. God bless you.